Hi, Rafael Fonseca here. I'm frequently asked what constitutes stable disease in the context of myeloma. This has different meaning whether the patient is in a relapse and refractory state versus a patient who's receiving therapy for frontline myeloma. But essentially, it's any patient who does not meet criteria for the aforementioned categories. I suspect in future versions of this response criteria, we might introduce minor response that has been shown to have clinical benefit in the setting of relapse and refractory myeloma. But as it stands right now, we look at patients who have no evidence of any of the aforementioned responses.